Word from Washington is now that the farm bill could be included in a much larger budget package. Senator Reid, the key leader on the Democratic side, said this conference would be an appropriate place to have these discussions where participants could raise new proposals such as tax reform, health care, agriculture, and certainly discretionary spending for veterans, etc. He said that farm bills hung up. We'll talk about that, too. That was good news to the agricultural industry. He said pressure is mounting to pass a new bill one way or another rather than extending the 2008 farm bill again. A House GOP aide said Republicans will want a regular conference and a standalone conference report to be considered on the floor of the House and Senate. The farm bill has hit snags, he said, but it is not hung up. The Senate has resubmitted their conferees, but Representative Bomer says he has not appointed the House conferees, and that could decide where the farm bill will go. The head of the National Farmers Union said the fate of the farm bill is now in the hands of Representative Bomer. He said with the budget and debt ceiling discussions looming, the farm bill may be the best opportunity for any major forward-looking legislation to pass this year. The big issue, of course, is food stamps. The Senate wants $4 billion cut over 10 years. The House wants $39 billion cut by removing several million people from the program. But right now, Frank Lucas, the chairman from Oklahoma, said the people that will side that will be Bomer, Reid, and President Obama. They'll have to settle the size of the cut in food stamps. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.